You're listening to FM 96's Top 96 of All Time, as nominated by you and you and you and you and you. Number 88, of course, Harry Nilsson. Good song, Without You. Number 89 before that, with the Association. On this February the 4th, a cold one today. Ugh, I could swear I saw Norman Bethune on his monument there on De Maisonneuve with a parka and earmuffs. It's just me, I could swear.
The Breakfast Club, FM 96, CJFM.
Well, the Montreal Daily News has got the survey on page 21. Quick peek at 69. Prince claims that position. Sounds like two blackboards mating, actually. Prince on FM 96, CJFM. Lord have mercy. There's an essential for you. Martha and the Vandellas, number 58 on FM 96, top 96 of all time. This note, Sylvain just called, merci Sylvain, to say that the DeCary Expressway northbound is extremely slow from Jean Talon to the Metropolitan. And I say thank you for calling, Sylvain, on Star 96, which is brought to you by Nedco, a Cantel service. We also heard Na Na Na, Hey Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye from 1969. You know the story behind that song? The revival of that in the 80s is incredible. And it kind of originated here, back in the early 80s when the Quebec Nordiques entered the NHL. You know, they were just dying to beat the almighty Canadien. And when the Habs were beaten soundly, for the first time at Le Colisée, the traditional Val-de-ra that they used to sing there, I mean, was just not enough to translate the elation that night. So they started mocking by going, na 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 na, hey, hey, and the whole thing developed from that. And when the Canadiens finally redeemed themselves against the Nordiques at the Forum later on that year, Hab fans were only too happy to stretch their vocal cords as well to the same song. Therefore, one of sport's most intense rivalries was born. Less intense, mind you, in 89, but the song lives any night the Canadiens are ahead of the opposition. Will they be tonight ahead of the opposition when Guy Lafleur, numero 10, comes back with the Rangers uniform? Some will and some won't. Going to the game, have yourselves one good time.
The Renchinata route, exit 60, at the quiet end of the St. Sever Valley.
The Breakfast Club, FM 96, CJFM.
Back to the countdown. Number 56 takes us to year 1968. Two clubs, the Mapes and the Edge, are rockin' rollin' and raucous in Pointe Claire. And downtown, Snoopy's laughin' and the Esquire Show Bar have got a hole in your soul. Meanwhile, on the screen, Dustin Hoffman is doing it right. Mrs. Robinson still sounding good today. On FM 96, CJFM. FM 96, CJFM, number 51. We'll shake it up, baby.
We'll shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
We nominated them, we're playing them in order. And we ain't stopping till we get to...
1, 2, 3.
Oh, they sound so good. Even today, the Byrds with your number 40 on Montreal's Essential 96. And this is Marc Denis. May we? Happy to be together with you on FM 96, CJFM.
Imagine me.
That was from the year 1967, of course, a landmark year for Montreal. We hosted the whole world here at Expo 67 on the islands, where 50 million visitors from all over the world, get this, consumed 5,600,000 pounds of French fries, 10,400,000 hot dogs, and 5,444,000 hamburgers. Whoa. And most just got rid of the heartburn last Tuesday.
Consult your Yellow Pages or call 270-3186.
5:24 with Marc Denis. Whether it's the summer of 68 or the upcoming summer of 89, you still love this one. Oh, yeah. Number 35, Steppenwolf on Montreal's 96. All-time favorite. Start it up. Oh, call the fire department. Have that guy hose down. Number one in 1960 and number one again in 1962. Not too many songs in the rock and roll era can claim that feat. The Twist and Feet of Mr. Chubby Checker, nominated by you at 33. This is Mark in the Dark. And number 32 on your Essential 96 from CJFM. And now an FM 96 ski report with your friend and mine, Guy Le Ski.
Well, it's nice to have you back and hear you back on FM 96, Marc Denis. And luckily you weren't out on the ski slopes today.
Subaru and Volvo, just east of the Laurentian-Auto route on Saint-Martin Boulevard in Laval. Boulevard Saint-Martin, the ultimate car dealership.
5 hours down, two to go, mes amis, la crème de la crème. Boston crème. claiming slot number 23 up next.
More Happy Doll.
Your Conscience is brought to you by Imagine.
The Breakfast Club.
You heard him. He still sounds great, looks great in 89. Rod Stewart is nominated by you at the number 20 position. And Maggie May. Incidentally, if Maggie or you may be married this year, be aware that Le Salon de la Mariée starts tomorrow at Le Palais des Congrès. Wonder if they'll be showing some thermal gowns. Lord almighty, is it cold. Minus 22 is the low overnight. Light flurries to be expected tomorrow. High of minus 10. It's minus 12. Ooh, don't know about you, but that brought a tear to my ear. Oh, Whitney Houston from FM 96 CJFM. It's 7:20 with Mark Denis, and I'm saving the top 10 for you in minutes. Matter of fact, number 11 is next from the year 1984, the year that Montreal newspaper La Presse celebrated its 100th birthday. Gary Carter is traded to the New York Mets for four players. The Jacksons Victory Tour, two sellouts at the Big O. Pope John Paul at Jerry Park, and Marc Garneau becomes the first Canadian in space.
The Edge, on sources between the Trans-Canada and the 2 and 20.
No satisfaction! 7:57 on Montreal's 96 all-time favorites with your host, Mark Denis. You've got the list. You're all set. That's number five with the Stones back in 1965. They recorded that and had a big hit with it and is still a favorite today. 1965, the year that Hotel Bonaventure was being completed as they were putting in the heating system for the outdoor pool. And we're climbing to the top one step at a time. Number four, Zeppelin. Stairway to Heaven. He's one of those acts that has been appreciated here before anywhere else in the world. He could make a living in Quebec. Lady in Red, Chris de Burgh, number three on Montreal's 96 all-time favorites. From FM 96, CJFM, and a song that still probably gives you and me goosebumps all these years later. Number two, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and...
Hey, Jude.
25 years ago this week, they landed in America and conquered the continent in just a few short days. 21 years ago, in 1968, they were still number one for a record 9 weeks on the charts with a national anthem called Hey, Jude. A tribute to the power of the Beatles. Still a favorite today. Number two on Montreal's top 96 of all time. Well, as the show comes to a close at about 20 minutes after 8, this is Mark Denis saying thank you to FM 96 for the invitation, and merci to you for such a warm welcome and a fine music choice. May we do it again sometime. And now on to number one. This is a tribute to the 70s and a confirmation that there was some good music then. The year was 1977. I can still see Tony Perez of the Expos and Yvon Lambert of the Canadians on TV. Does anybody remember the Dorian suit commercials? The Dorian est perfect fit all the time. And Yvon would come on and say, Dorian, you get no assholes. No assholes at all. And on the radio, the Eagles were number one for the year and are still number one today. Montreal's number one song of all time, as nominated by you, on FM 96 CJFM, Hotel California. Until further notice, your number one song of all time through FM 96 CJFM, The Eagles, and Hotel California.